Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet sounds of the 60s.
Wonderful music there by Ben Sound. Today, starting out with Wild One by Shakea, a friend of ours who did a part of that song for us. I hope all of you are enjoying the really good times that we're having in this weather and energy and times here. This is Psychic Jethro. It's like he's gone wild, and I'm ready to go wild. I hope you are, too. If you called in the 773-897-6461 number, you can probably get the best connection with me. I have a lot of friends writing in. Remember, there's a lot of change, you guys. The old www.jethrosmith.net site is still there, but it goes better to psychicjethro.com. Yes, I'm growing up, moving up to the world, and hoping to contact you. We'll be giving prizes away again today. Go to that www.psychicjethro.com and put in your information. I always just say your first name over the air. You can use an alias. I've had people do that. Please give me your physical address because we want this stuff to really go to someone who will utilize it. Today we're going to be giving away Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. It's one of my books. It will be a signed copy sent to you by me, from me to you, with your fun if you win. So hopefully you'll be the contest winner. We've got a lot of friends that have been contacting me, asking me what's happening, what's going on. What's going on, you guys? We go through a little bit of a change. We took a little transition, and I needed to regroup. I needed to sit down and get the show back on. We have a lot of individuals who love the show, and I thank you guys. But we had got a really good part of what you want is to have new guests, new people, different individuals, and some of the older regulars, some of the people that have been on. Those of you know, we as a group were a strong light individual group, and we have our own individuality here, that we're talking about groups of people coming from all walks of life that are light workers. That's the intentment here. So what you're going to get is, a psychic Jethro was born with the gift of being able to see auras. As a young age, I had a near-death experience of a drowning incident where I was able then to be clairaudient, to hear guides and be able to use my five modalities of psychic. Those of you who know and have worked with me know that I am a very hyper guy, very high intense energy. So through the years, as a psychic, I'm in my 50s now, I'm not telling any stories, the truth, I decided that I would, a couple of years back, get together with some individuals who could help read and see and sense and work together to help people as a whole. I'd love to see this, and this is my lifelong dream, to see people utilize the intuition, the ability, the work to really do some good service for mankind. We all know of individuals who do, and I praise them. But I, as an individual myself, wanted that. The word psychic used to and still sometimes causes a little cringe with people. And I apologize for that. But, you know, for the people that are doing that, anything is. You can go out right now and find a baker. And there's great bakers who work in that beautiful cuisine. And then you can decide to go out and to take, a situation of what you want to have happen. And that's to be able to work with friends and family to make sure that, you know, you're getting all of the things that you want. Well, that isn't going to work out with you because it's like that baker doesn't know all that. He's just flipping out the things. And that's the same way I look at the different people. You know, if you've got someone who's deliberately, you know, working with you and making things bad, then you should tell them that. Say, you know, you're not resonating with me. I'm sorry. And it happens. Don't judge one situation or two by it. And then never be fooled. We've had that. And those of you know that I do work with a federation. I work with American Lighthood. I'm working with some other groups. I work with a very much of as friends and colleagues together of our own group that we don't allow that. If someone is doing that, you know, notify and say, hey, you know, it's not even better business. You're doing a service here. I do have, and people know with mine, you contact, you do it all through there. It's all taken care of. I don't want to charge you extra for a bookkeeper. I don't want to charge you for, you know, the secretary, reception, all that stuff. I just want to get in and help people. Done it for almost over 30-some years, and you can see there by my reviews that, you know, those of you teasing me, I just moved across the country, and you can only take them 150 miles. So I look like I've only done it a few years, but I've done it for over 30-some years, and I have clients still today from from when I was in school who I read for or friends that I read for that, you know, I read for the kids that I predicted. So I want to welcome, you know, the fact of doing this longevity. And the reason is for that reason. I have had that. And I want all of you psychics and intuitives to be honest. I know that the hardest thing is you want to impress or you want to show or you want to do the belief. If you're not getting anything and you're feeling that, it's okay to say, I'm not. I had a lady, we had a big joke in 76. I really been reading and intense, and I was the psychic Jethro from the psychic on wheels, they called me. And I just knew I was the next, you know, I was just a very good sensation to help people. It's a very high energy of helping. So unfortunately, the individual that I went to read for, you know, and I always get over it. It was Valentine's Day, February, 14th. And here I am sitting there ready to read this person. Nothing. I even touched her palm. I picked up, and those of you know, I use different cards. I use playing cards, you know, for a lot of years. Those of you who know the truth is, and you've read my book, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, that's where I really strongly, and I did those on the line, the psychic lines. I worked on some television show lines and some things that was out there, you know, and I had a name and a number. I was one of the people in the back who, you know, they called and they said, you know, need a psychic, and the phone would ring and I'd pick it up and I'd read you by the minute. What I was using was playing cards, and those are what I'm teaching some of you guys in the books and things. Get with me if you like classes. But back to my story, what was wild about it is I read for this woman. I took out tools. I mean, I'm sitting here grabbing onto her hand and I'm looking at her. And then I'd ask permission. She gave me her name. She was very, you know, distant. And I'm thinking, okay, wow, what's going on here? You know, what's happening? Well, I worked on it, fell with this, went through the blessing of it, was very impressed, you know, that I had read before. And those of you know, I do put it out there, and I want to thank her. She's in Arizona, Ambika Waters. I was very much going, wow, I've read for some of the strongest names. Those of you know, back in the day of angel cards, working with herbalist healing, Ambika is a name that you would come to mind, very strong light worker, just a beautiful soul person. And I'm going back through my list of things and thinking, you know, what is it with this person? Is there something? Because I couldn't get it. I just, I was asking my gut feeling. I was asking my heart. I was asking the guides. And I read a few things for her, and it just felt different. And I looked at her, and I said, no, I'm not. I go, I don't feel this. I said, I apologize. I'm not resonating with you. And, you know, she knew. She laughed and said this had been something in common. Now, I want to tell you, there's people, this is a difference here. This woman understood. She had a shield up. She had some energy up, and she was very not only private, but a part of her, I think, actually feared what we did. You've got to come into this with an open mind. And I've learned this through years with people coming in for fairs, or if you're coming in for entertainment, the guys are going to go, oh, you're having a good time, and they're going to go with that. You know, and they say that it's going to be able to, you know, go into another situation of it that you want to be, you know, happy with. You're not going to be able to feel that energy if you're not working out a vibration. So you're just saying, I'm not. I have had ladies, and I've got someone, a couple of people have called me, and we joke about it. Oftentimes, and I've kept the name innocent and will with that. This person was going through some other mental stuff. If you're, there's a time for a reading, there's times not. If you're really stressed and you're having depression or you're having work, you know, of some things going on for you that you need to look at, then definitely you want to get into and look at things and see what's happening. Yeah, but if you've got some mental, like, you know, schizophrenia, bipolar, other things that have not been addressed, you know, then you do it. And you're going to love this. Through the years, I had a person a couple of months call me back, and I went to read for it, and they're like, am I going to have this? Am I going to, and an anthology, you know, let me read what I'm first getting, because it, you know, you do it. My name is what, how I do it, and then I go from there. I don't like someone going, feels like you're going to go out in the sunshine today. Well, yeah, I hope, you know, the sun comes up, the moon comes down. Let's hope you are. Different reading. So what I was doing with her, and those of you hanging on the radio show, 773-897-6461, we're going to get to take a couple callers, so hang in there. I know I'm telling my stories. We always get into who we are. What I loved about it and what the thing was, that she was able to sit down with me. We talked about it, and it gave me a different reference. So in a couple months, she came back. I had learned a new tool. Those of you know that I had a little bit of energy with this living in the psychic realm. That book explains that I had a little bit of an awkwardness because of the teachings, and I had worked with a light person who did a lot of light magic, and she, my Abby, my teacher, had a little bit of awkward with me and the tarot. We realized that I could read, but I had to read with playing cards. I couldn't read with tarot. Because of this person, it strengthened both of us. I learned to read the stronger tarot using the same thing I'm going to show you guys with the playing cards, and then the 21 major arcana cards with it. And what she taught me, and what I will teach you, is that they become your friends. I was able to read her later, and it was with it. Her readings were always a little intense, you know, in that they gave her an abrupt picture on some things, and other things they just did not answer. And we know that there are different people that will shoot themselves in the foot because of it. She joked with me later about it and said that. She goes, you know, I have always been one of those people who really love the reading. What's a better part of what you want is you want that rapport where you get in, you know, and you sit down and that psychic or that intuitive, that reader goes, I'm with you. And you start going, they're telling you, I know you're with this person. You've got this happening. This is going, that's when the flow is right. That's when you need a reading. And I'm not saying that there's a time only, but most of the time that's when you feel that. And I have a lot of people say, I'm in the need of a reading. They'll feel it. They're like, their energy's going, I'm not feeling right. And they need that, you know, and be with it. If the reader keeps telling you, I don't see you staying with Bob, don't argue with them. I love Bob, and Bob loves me, and Bob's going with it. You know, take and do your energy and work with yourself, you know, that you want to make sure that you've got it and said, okay, I know Bob's there. And I know that me and Bob, you know, and you put it down. Now, you've never had a problem, and your relationship's really good, and you go, okay, this psychic just really has this. You don't obviously go up and say, hey, Bob, you know, my psychic told me, so what are you doing in the back? What you do is you take a reference, you look at this, and you know, if you are a good relationship, I've had people joke and, you know, say, you know, they were telling me that, you know, I went to see Jethro, and he said that there was going to be these things with our relationship. I think we should look at it. Lo and behold, there was some other stuff that happened. It wasn't, it was from outside sources. And yes, they had strength. all relationships do. What they were impressed with me is that I named the date and the time, and I even named a person that was around it that was causing it. So, they said that the other part of your relationship will be when you're looking at having things happen, you're going to have that. And that's the deeper psychic. You want a psychic who could maybe the first time ever just felt it, get it, or a psychic who's like me, done it for many years, who can get into the intensity. And then have your questions there. When you're having a reading, you go in with an open heart. Okay, I just want to see what you get, and you're happy with it. Then when all of a sudden that person turns around and you start to get things, make sure you've got a couple notes. I wanted to ask about my aunt, Aunt Jella, our aunt so-and-so. I want to ask about what's going on here, what future things. You've got some things concerned. I've had a lot of people ask me, when it's getting time, and that's something. Okay, someone in my family is very sick. Things are happening. What do you feel? Sometimes the guides will say, they're going here, they're doing here. They'll give you some kind of a guideline with it. Usually that, and it is in God's hands. The faith will show what has happened. I do have a lot of people, because that's one thing as a psychic or intuitive, our timing is one of the hardest factors. And I get this the most out of everybody who contacts. I got a hold of him, and I got this psychic, and he's, or her, and they told me I was going to be getting married in March. Well, lo and behold, I just got a proposal, and it looks like I'm going to be April or May. I'm really bummed. Give a little bit of lead. So you've got to give us a little bit, because sometimes we're seeing it. Like I saw it as a light, things happening, and I'm seeing these beautiful flowers starting to grow. So I'm thinking spring. Well, I'm a gardener, but I didn't understand that where the person I was talking to, and then I did a little work, they were talking more in summer. These people bloom and their flowers come out very high, and they have a very beautiful bloom and glory on this island during the summer month. So that's a good factor to take in, that you are working with, the person. And it gets accurater, you get better. I mean, I think that, this is something for those of you who do enjoy it, and it's something that's not for those who don't. If you're not, like once a person told me, she goes, I've never been read, and I've been doing this almost 38 years of going to places, and so far no one has ever caught me. And she very much felt that she had achieved with me. Well, I thanked her because, she was the one. She was the one for that year. That's okay. Nobody has to read you. It makes you unique, and I know there's people who really pride that. I'm not going to argue with you about it or with it. I just know what I was trained in old school for many years of people who've done this. It's we want to help you. So if we can't help you, it could be that I wasn't the one meant to help you. And then if it's someone who's never, ever been helped by anybody, it may be something that your guides are deliberately blocking. It depends on your spiritual belief the same way. And I'm not going to argue and say, oh, my gosh, I can't read you and my friend can't read you, so you must be the special golden one. But I am going to caution you in the fact that I would work with my spirituality, work with some meditation, some other work, and not because of me and my friend or because of someone else, another reader, because you want to be in tune to that. And maybe you're your own psychic, too. I've had individuals who are very good, and they're like, I got that. Yeah, I was laying here. And the guides told me, I'm going to get married. They told me this, they told me that, and boom, within a certain amount of time, things came out. A very good visionary, they call them, and dream walkers, light workers, all the things that work with the purple often need their own assistance. So they will take a dream time. They will go into a journey. They'll come out of that like they've seen a movie. I felt this. I know this. And the angels told me this. Family members past can see you on that. That's God's neglected gift, for those of you who've read that book. That other side, they can walk in, and they'll be there. And it's like someone from the other side talking to you, but it's easier to catch you in dream state, so you come back with that energy. So I want to thank all of you that are going, with the things we've got here, and that's what the things I want you to look into. I'm a little more tenser show than just a lot of comedy today, but I want to get that out. Definitely those of you who are looking for me, and I want to make sure that you understand I'm still out there. Jethro Smith is a name. The last one may be easy. There's a lot of Smiths, but the Jethro should find me. You'll see my pictures. I'm there, psychicjethro.com. I do have a lot of friends and individuals on Facebook. Those of you contacting, get on there with me. I welcome it. I can have you follow, and then I can, be your friend if you want, or follow you back and forth, so we can still keep in contact. They only let us have so many friends. They're so silly, but we know that we can have as many friends as we want. I think that Facebook's silly about that. So what I want you guys to go ahead and do is add in anything that you're thinking of or working on. And we've got some emails. I want to read off a few of them. This is a really great way for those of you that are really busy who want a reading but don't have the time to call me, or because of now that I'm on the Pacific Coast and you're on the East, you're 3 hours ahead of me. Get an email. Go in. You can buy it right online, and you send me a recent picture of you, and you can send in the pictures you have questions about. If you have children, family, I have three questions. One about my husband, one about my son or daughter. Send me a picture of you, your husband, and your son and daughter. You can send as many pictures as you want. The only thing I really limit to is I do three questions, because in fairness, you know, on the phone I can reach a lot more because we're talking, but because of the typing and the time that I'm taking, I want to make sure I give you the quality one. So put the three questions, and then, you know, obviously, you know, go in, buy it, pay it, and give me a couple of days to type it out. I've had people say, you know, that I really love your emails. They're just so much better. And it's not to save money, even though it's a little cheaper for you. It's when you have the, when you want to be able to read it and give me a couple of days to type it out. So do that. You're going to love it. You're going to put it in. And here's my email picture of me, my aura, Jethro, and your three questions about your future. I will type them out, send them back. And the good thing about this is, like those of you who tape your readings, which I really do, you know, I really want you to make sure that you have always got, you know, everything together. They said it will be very good for you to work out, you know, all of your situations of what you're looking for when you go into it. So you put that in your email. You've got it there. I've got a lot of ones calling me, and I love you guys. What I want to thank you for doing is call the 773-897-6461. And Psyche's going, wow, we will be, and I say, you know, the individual's coming back. I'm having you guys write it out. Send me in there. You can always send another one. I have people message me all the time or email me at jethrohelps@gmail.com. That's my first name, jethrohelps@gmail.com. And email me. I don't do free readings through there. I love you guys. And in fairness, I won't come to your house and ask you to do your living for free. But just, you know, you can write me and you can ask things like we've got here over the show, and I'll do it over the show. So I want to thank you all, and I'm really excited. We got a couple of other individuals here. I know 741, 382, you're all having a little trouble getting through, so we're going to hang here. Call 773-897-6461. We do have a room. There's only one or two of us hanging out in there today. It's a little early, you know, for this type of day, but I just want to give you guys the facts. And no, I love you guys. We've got a bunch of you asking me, Jethro, where are my friends? What happened? Where are they coming in? Okay, you're looking at your picture, JC, and I'm looking here a little bit with you, with Justin, and I can see that you have some friends over here in your other life. You have some people that are coming in, and you say, asking this as a general reading out, I feel that you've got people coming in from another town, like Daytona. Something's happening there. I feel like you've been handling two other relationships. You need to be honest with them. You've got two women here bouncing back and forth, I'm reading this over here. We to leave the innocent and the other people, I want to look at your aura here and see what you're doing. You've got a very strong, loving woman. And I feel that the other person is trying to get your attention is not. So watch your friends, be a little close here. I'm going to give you the fact that you know the person does like you, but you're thinking it isn't as a progressive. Make sure also that this person's not getting the wrong idea, because when you said friends, I saw problems later. I saw you being orchestrated into something that was not going to be to your advantage. Saying you're going to have some problems. 303, you got kicked out. Come back. 773-897-6461. 703-307-970. What you know? Come on, call us in. Oh, my gosh, my bunch of Arizona, 928s. Yes, come on. Call in. We're here. I can hear you guys. I've got you emailing me. Brittany sent me a picture here. Jethro, I've been having some really hard situations with my energy field. I don't know what to make of this. What do you think? Brittany here from Tucson. What I'm seeing with you is I'm seeing you've got some energy on the right side. You're not letting energy flow through. It's not the letting go of the ex. I know people just go, yeah, I see in your heart, and you never let him go. It's letting go of what you thought you were going to have for this relationship. Not the person only. A lot of people will say, here, I mentally breathe him in, breathe him out, get him gone, get it out, get her away. She's the one. Wah, wah, wah. What you do is you put in energy, and you need to feel that emotion and let it go. It is going to be some tears, and it's going to be hurtful. You really got to experience sometimes what goes in has to come out. So what you put in there was a lot of your thoughts. They're the feeling. They're showing me here that this is what's causing the flow. It's probably what's making the odd dreams. I can see here in your purple chakra, you're having some energies of flying, which is getting away from things, handling things, being able to distance it. I do see you up in higher planes, which is telling me that you're working with your spirituality, which is, you know, your faith. You're asking your guides in faith, how did you get me into this? You know, you need to have a talk with them. And I have people joke about it through years that the best thing is to sit down in a space by yourself with your angels and say, you know, how did you let me get with him? Why am I with him? You know, why did he do this? How did he do it? And you're going to feel those. Give it the slow questions. You know, you're not interrogating them. Where were you April 5th for your guides? You're going, here we are. How did you let this? And feel the experience and then tell them, you know, I, as a friend, you know, I'm upset with you. The, you know, a confrontational skills. When you do this, this get with me. I know there's a reason for it. And feel the higher purpose. You need to rise above the spirituality. They never put you in things to wholly hurt you, but they give you gut feelings to warn you. Remember back. If you do remember, you were getting those chill feelings. You were getting this odd sensation. Those were telling you, he's out for a good time, and you're really trying to be serious in the relationship. Look at those things. I welcome all of you. I got a bunch of you writing in. Jethro, I can't get in. I know the phones are there. It happens. We've gone wild. I got a lot of you guys. I love you. Definitely contact. We will be on here, and we're going to be going back and forth with the shows. This show is to let you know what's out there. You guys want to see Sunhita? Well, who knows? You never know. Virginia's there. Oh, my gosh. Paula, there's another Virginian. I'd like to hear about Patty in California. I will see if Patty wants to come back and gone wild and see you guys on the show. Jan in New York. Oh, my goodness. No, Jan's in Nevada, not New York. I love it. Okay, you got me there. I almost started to say it over the air. Well, now I did. It's Jan in Nevada. But, you know, you're a Jan fan. Yes, I know. We love all of you. And those are the people that were really made this show. They, you know, I helped. They helped. We all put it together. We will be looking at stuff this summer. What I want to do is I want to have some fun with you. Let's get some topics. We've got some a lot of guests coming in, for those of you who are aware of that. We just recently, J.D. Cruz in California won the tarot. She won the sacred cards by Lynn Andrews and Robert. And those two had put together what a phenomenal deck of cards and, you know, artwork to read. We've given away some books here. We just had a winner, Annette Stevens. So I want you guys to keep putting in, you know, and we'll keep your name. We just always keep it confidential. Like I say, you can always read out what you put on there. We'll go ahead and keep the other stuff information confidential. But we do, one thing we'll send you is you'll get an email now that we're going to start doing the shows. If you'd like to know, it's like, we'll be doing a show in, you know, March. Would you be interested in a show on tarot? I'm going to be bringing you the best of the best, and that's what we want to do. This is Psychics Gone Wild. So we are doing that. I ask all of you, I know a lot of you like to do a show. I do ask you to contact me. I do shows with other people. I do apologize. I only do like an hour show. I can't do an hour and a half or 90 minutes to 2 hours. I feel that's great. I love those kind of shows. I feel that you guys are doing that. My lifestyle and my timing, it's a lot, and I prefer to contact and do that. I will do shows with you guys together with other people, and I look forward to it. And you want to see Psyche Jethro, give me a contact. You never know. I will, you know, if the time allows and we can work it out, I you know, contact you back and do it. I love that. I still enjoy very much being active. I ask you now, those of you who are coming into the last of this, I hope this has helped you and you've learned from it. I want to thank you, some of the newer people who wrote me and said, you know, you've made so much. It means a lot to me that you learn from this. That's what this is about. No, it's not a free reading. And no, it's not just contact to have fun. One of the pluses of what we do, but it's really getting there. I apologize with a lot of you that we didn't get through to the phones because I'm having a little bit of problem over there. But more importantly, you know we're going to be here. Keep watching. Get on PsycheJethro.com because we're going to be doing shows regularly. It looks like Fridays is going to be at this regular 11 o'clock time Pacific. That's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific, woo, or backwards, 2 p.m. Eastern. I can't tell what time it is. What I want you to do is to go 11 a.m. Pacific and then add an hour going the other way to the east. So you've got 2 p.m. Eastern time, 1 p.m. Central, noon Mountain time, 11 a.m. Pacific. And that's when we're going to be on for a while. We're going to be working with this. And I say, you know, I want you guys to get it in. keep the number 773-897-6461. Lots of topics. Welcome, you know, all of you new people, check it out. Go back and listen to us in the archives. I will be sharing that on Facebook. Living in the Realm and Psyche's Gone Wild. Both shows have been doing it for close to over 6 years with it. So you'll be hearing a lot of me, a lot of older ones, a lot of friends, a lot of, I say, older shows broadcasted that'll make you laugh, I hope. Enjoy the thing. We do tell those of who won the prize, if you've already won that, you know, that's for that time, those old shows. But I want you to go back and listen to those archives. It was so much fun, and I want you to write me and say, I'd like to hear this person again. I'd like to hear, you know, who knows, maybe Jeanine Reagan Sinclair from United Kingdom. I hear that name resonate. But I'd like to hear from those readers. Those are the people you ask for that you want that we will do. Love all of you. Stay wild. It is the way to be. This is Jethro. Feeling great for all of you. I want to thank you for all your prayers. My health is better. I'm looking buff. You're going to get to see the new pictures of me that we're going to be doing here. We're going to go looking for whales, and we'll be out whale sighting this weekend here in California where I'm at. And so I'm going to be taking some pictures so you guys can see the new me. And I want to thank all of you for the health. And my health is very great. I got even through the flu here. Doing wonderful and excited that I physically am able to really be out there doing the things from your prayers and blessings. Love all you guys. Till next time, we'll see ya.